Hello, and welcome to your five for today. Today is Father's Day, and I hope all your dads listening in today are having a good time, enjoying yourselves with your family. I believe that when we put our trust in our Heavenly Father, wherever we are, whatever we do, God is always with us. I remember a story that I read concerning the Red Indians of North America many years ago. The fathers would train their boys and youths with the greatest possible care. Every Red Indian boy dreamed of the day when he would be acknowledged by the tribe as a brave, as a fully fledged warrior, someone who had proved himself efficient in peace and war, resourceful, reliable, and above all, courageous. The long and severe period of training began early, and one of the very first ordeals was that of the vigil. A time came when a boy who had already passed some of the easier tests was taken by his father deep into the forest. They had followed familiar paths until they entered a region the boy did not know. The wigwam was miles behind. Everything about was strange. And to a boy brought up in the terrifying superstitions of his tribe, full of sinister loneliness. Towards sunset, father and son shared a meal. And then as darkness fell, the father said goodbye. He turned his back on the lad and left him to spend the night in the forest alone. There, hour after hour, the redskin boy kept watch, alone in the impenetrable darkness, alone with the wild animals prowling around, alone with the weird sounds for which he was unable to account, alone with his fears of ghosts and evil spirits. It was a night that seemed to have no end. But morning comes even after the longest night, and when at last the dawn broke, the Red Indian boy made the glorious discovery that he had never been alone. In the pale light he saw standing close by him, his father who, unknown to him, had shared the vigil and had kept watch through all the hours of darkness. I am telling you this story with Father's Day in mind. Father's Day, for some, is a time when a son or daughter has the opportunity to show their appreciation to their fathers as a thank you for the care and support that they have received, not only for the past year, but for the past years. For others, Father's Day can be a time of sadness, bitterness even, as memories are stirred, not of being loved, or not being supported, and of course there are those who sadly have not known a father figure in their lives. But the Bible is a message of hope for us all. There is a lovely promise found in the New Testament book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Jesus taught us that when we pray to our Father who is in heaven. And the Apostle John wrote, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. My prayer is for all people that on every Father's Day we spend some time thanking our Heavenly Father for the gift of salvation that he has made available to us all through his precious Son, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening.